Be bold. Take risks. Lead by example. Believe in your power. Say what you feel, mean what you say. Hi, I'm Leslie Ann Sion, host of the new podcast series, Sion 180. I came across these powerful expressions in an Instagram moment while prepping for Sion 180. They really resonated with me as the justification for embarking on this exciting new venture, Sion 180. Sion 180 is a platform for frank, fearless, and fun discussions that move you beyond neutral to help refuel your drive at your pace, no matter the age or gender. Get ready to go the distance and make changes that are necessary to be your best self. Join me at Sion 180 on this journey of discovery and advancement. Last Sunday, Dr. Carol McIntosh joined me to discuss women's health, unlocking the taboos. And I have to say, we were so engrossed in that discussion that we simply ran out of time. I promised that we'd be back this week for part two. And so here we are. Dr. McIntosh, welcome back. And thank you for sharing your time and knowledge with us. Welcome back, everyone, to Sion 180. As we engage in part two of the discussion on women's health, unlocking the taboos. And I know that you have a passion about some of the silent killers in women in the Caribbean, like hypertension, like diabetes. Are those connected to lifestyle and diet and water drinking and all the things that some of us don't like to do, exercise, for instance?
I just want to reach.
I gave you a mouthful, I know.
I just want to hug you because you said it. You're saying it. Yeah, I like to look good, but I talk about this. I say, two women will come into me and we got our stuff. I'm in that heavy set. The one that comes in, dressing sharp and say, I look sure like me, but doc, I think I need to lose some weight. Okay. She's going to be very well in the sense of starting the diet. The one who comes in, same thing, but says, my partner tells me I'm too fat. And people just talk about it. And I just don't look good. And I'm not happy. She's going to have the difficulty in losing weight because you first have to embrace yourself.
Own your body.
Mm-hmm. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm nice like sliced bread. I don't care what you say. I'm nice. So when I'm nice, I say, let me do the exercise because when I stop walking, I want everything to stop moving. I don't want it to continue jiggling. So that's why I'm doing the exercise because I like me, but I want it tight because I like me. Yes. I'm not doing it for him. I'm not doing it for her. I'm doing it for me. I like the way I feel when I come out after exercise. And my exercise is not necessarily, that running. No, my exercise is I'm going to take that walk on the beach and walk extra fast so I can start sweating within 5 minutes. My exercise is, as opposed to my taking the elevator, let me walk up 3 flights. That's my exercise. And then water. I will tell you, if you say, I got to lose weight, I tell you, just stop drinking juice and sodas and just drink water for 2 weeks. Do nothing else. Yes. You lose weight. And you'll feel good.
Yes,
and skin. Your poops will come out.
Yes.
Your skin will look nice.
Right.
I'll be like, oh. And that don't cost you no more money. In fact, it's less because you're not spending money on the sodas and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Just that. When you start with that and you see the results, then you see more. Now, I'm not one. I like my steak. I'm sorry. A cow has a problem with me because I want to eat steak. I want to eat meat. I like it.
Yes.
So I'm not. Too. I'm not. I like it.
Yep.
However, I do understand, if I have more greens as well, that'll help me as well. So I have no problem with adding that in. I could eat a little bit less steak, mix it up with something else, but have more greens, have more of the potatoes, of the colorful. So make my plate look colorful.
Right.
And portion it. Yes. You know, so portion. We can go through portions.
Portion control, yes.
That's it.
Not the
That's
big it. Mountain on the plate, even though it looks fabulous. Just, you know, control it. Owning the body. I get your theme. Owning the body.
That's it. Own it and like it.
So the pumpkin and the callaloo, right? The orange and the green. There we go.
And it tastes nice.
Yes, and Caribbean women can cook as well as Caribbean men.
What?
We have flavor. We have herbs. We have all the stuff to make it nice. So we don't have to put a half a pound of salt in it, right?
Never. You never have to use salt. And in fact, if you like the taste of salt afterwards, sprinkle some lemon or lime and you will get the taste of salt.
Yes.
You don't have to use salt.
And I know that's talked a lot about in terms of controlling hypertension, Doc. Cutting back on salt. Some studies say don't cut it out altogether. Some say have a little, some say have none at all. How do we balance these, you know, contradictory sometimes medical studies on what we need to do to control this hypertension or high blood pressure, as we call it in the Caribbean?
Right. First, you start off, you partner with your healthcare provider. So do I have high blood pressure? And what does it mean? So when you get somebody tells you about your blood pressure, when they say normal, I'm sorry, normal is not a number. What is the number? Know your numbers. So that's where you start. Every time you do your blood pressure, because normal blood pressure, the gold standard is 120 over 80. Hypertension starts at 140 over 90, right? So you have that mix in between. So you want to know when you go in, do I have high blood pressure? Yes. Do I need to take medication? And that's where you start talking, because it depends. Because high blood pressure can be 160 over 100, that goes into the area of stroke. 200 over 110, oh my gosh, what's going on? So you want to know your numbers to know how do I treat it? Is it about salt? Is that meaning that because of the salt, what salt does, it causes you to lose your fluid? And so that means your blood pressure goes up. So should I cut back on salt? Well, how do I cut back on salt? Maybe it's the canned foods that I'm eating. Not necessarily about the salt, the shaker. And like I said, you don't need to put salt in. We all get salt. So when someone says, well, if I stop taking salt in, I won't get it. Yes, you will get it. We have salt in everything. It's part and parcel with a lot of food, and you don't have to add it.
Yeah.
So you want to know where it's there. So you know that. Then you want to know, well, is it salt? Because we don't know, most of the time, 90% of hypertension or high blood pressure, we don't know the cause. There's another one where it's the cause because of the kidneys. Now, if it's related to that, then there's another type of treatment for that. Mm-hmm. Then there's high blood pressure that's related to pregnancy.
Yes.
And they're saying, so it's like, okay. Pre-eclampsia, exactly. Yes. I love you. Yes. Exactly.
I have a lot of friends and family who are doctors, so I have to listen to them.
That's it.
Because high blood pressure runs in my family.
Exactly.
And you know, in the Caribbean, we say there's a bush for every fever. So we don't want to get into medicine. So you need to tell us, folks, that sometimes we do have to get on the medication.
Well, let me tell you. Medicine is that bush. It is simply taking it and putting it in measured form and being able to sell it. But when the people say, I'd rather take my bush than medicine, I'm like, excuse me, bush is medicine. It's just the spectrum. So I don't excuse that. So if you're taking your bush, tell your doctor. And I welcome that. I say, if you're taking garlic and cinnamon, that helps you with your blood pressure. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
The doctor will be like, well, that's great. So then I don't have to give you that extra pill.
Yep.
You take it in a natural form.
Yes.
That means you are partnering with medicine to take care of yourself. That's what we want. So there's nothing wrong with that. Take your bush. My father, he loved himself some bush tea. He would say parsley. He would tell me, okay, you got that pear. Let me give you this. Now, I don't really like bush, but he'd give me all that stuff and start with it. And I'm like, okay. But as I took that, I would give him back. I say, well, you know, in medicine, this is what we do. When we have some of our breast cancer, one of the treatments, Taxol, comes from one of the plants in Brazil.
Right.
So how do we say, you know, I want to take my bush, take your bush. That's part of medicine. That's all part of it. And bring it. In fact, the doctor would love to hear about it. One of my friends who's a G1 oncologist back in New York, he's now looking at turmeric or saffron because he says the anti-inflammatory changes may very well impact on cancer.
Oh, I didn't even know about cancer because I like turmeric tea.
Right. So can you imagine when you say, oh, I just want to take my bush and not go to the doctor? No. Take your bush and go to the doctor because he works along with that. And he says, there are people that say, I want to do my turmeric. Go right ahead. But I'll talk to you about your chemotherapy because they're working together, working in line.
It's interesting that you say that there is still in medicine an acknowledgement of the importance of the bush medicine along with what we produce chemically. And they can both work in parallel under medical supervision. Under medical supervision. That's what I think is important. So Carol, I know that we're running out of time on this occasion. We need to come back because we have to discuss the ending of that female cycle, getting into the menopause, the brain fog, the personal summers, the night sweats, the mood changes, all of those things that go with menopause. I'm sure a lot of our audience would be very interested in hearing that. And so I wanted to close off the discussion just by you reinforcing to us the importance of preventative care, owning our bodies, and taking the right steps early when we detect something is not right.
Before I even start in that, I first want to say thank you. And I say thank you not for me coming on, but for you, because this is one of the key things of our empowerment. By someone who says, look, we're going to have to talk about that. And I know you don't just talk about it here, but you talk about it with your friends. That's how we get it out. And that's how we make it comfortable. So it's not, I'm not just talking to the doctor. So thank you for doing this. Thank you. And so what do we say? I'm going to tell everyone, let's just do this. Take a mirror and look down there. Take a mirror, put it between your legs at home and stop and look. Take a look at yourself and see what you look like. So that starts with the whole thing of preventative care. Preventative care starts with, this is what I normally look like. This is what I normally do. But if I do a breast exam next month and I feel something else, I'm going in to get checked. If I keep looking down there and I see a red mark or something or scratching or a discharge, I'm going in to get checked. So that's going to get checked. Remember, I always say, start with your doctor going to make that normal part of you. I go in for my regular pap smear. I go in for my preventative care. I'm partnering with the doctor. I want to know, go in with your questions and say, I'm asking this. Now you have your beautiful hair. You go to your hairdresser. It's not, she just does whatever she wants. Girl, okay, let's talk about it. What is this? And I want to know this and that. The same way we take care of our hair with our beautician and talk back and forth. And if we don't like the beautician, we change. It's the same way we do with our bodies. You go to your doctor and it's a partnership. And if you don't like the way the doctor's doing what they're doing, hello, there's a whole lot of us. Go somewhere else. Take charge. Love yourself. And like I said, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. Own yourself.
Fantastic way to end, Dr. Carol McIntosh. Thank you for this thoroughly exciting, provocative, and informative discussion. We will certainly like to have you here again for some more of our sensitive topics, but doing it in a way that's conversational that our people understand. This platform is all about empowering the archipelago and using the expertise that we have from this great Caribbean all over the world, wherever they are, because we're the top in every sphere of endeavor. We're on a quest to find them, pluck them out wherever they are, and introduce them to us. And they're also in our respective islands. So I'm thrilled to have you here. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and thank you for joining Sion 180.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Dr. McIntosh, this has been a wonderful and useful discussion. Thank you for your patience and your willingness to not only push the boundaries with us, but to do so in an extended time. I have learned so much on this episode, and I am certain that our audience has as well. Thank you to our audience for taking this journey with us. This has been Episode 3, Parts 1 and 2 of Sion 180. Please join us again next Sunday, March 27th, for Episode 4, as we discuss financial health, money matters, with financial advisor out of Barbados, Melinda Bell. See you then. Be safe, everybody.